Chapter 23. When David had grown old and was near the end of his life, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. He then gathered all the princes of Israel, the priests, and the Levites. The Levites, who were 30 years old and up, were numbered. Their number, their head count man by man, was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 served as supervisors over the work of Jehovah's house, and there were 6,000 officers and judges, and there were 4,000 gatekeepers, and 4,000 gave praise to Jehovah on the instruments about which David said,
"I made them for giving praise."
Then David organized them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the headman, Zetham, and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei were Shilomoth, Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the heads of the paternal houses for Ladan. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the head, and Ziza the second. But since Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, they were counted as one paternal house, with one area of responsibility. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, four. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses. But Aaron was permanently set apart to sanctify the Most Holy, he and his sons, to offer sacrifices before Jehovah, to minister to him, and to pronounce blessings in his name always. As for Moses, the man of the true God, his sons were named among the tribe of the Levites. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the head. Of the descendants of Eliezer, Rehabiah was the head. Eliezer did not have other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith was the headman. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah the head, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uzziel were Micah the head, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Mahlai were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died, but he had no sons, only daughters. So the sons of Kish, their relatives, took them as wives. The sons of Mushai were Mahlai, Eder, and Jeremoth, three. These were the sons of Levi according to their paternal houses, the heads of the paternal houses, by those registered who were counted and listed by their names, and who carried out the work for the service of the house of Jehovah from 20 years old and up. For David had said,
"Jehovah the God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he will reside in Jerusalem forever. Also, the Levites will not have to carry the tabernacle or any of its equipment for its service."
For according to the last instructions of David, the Levites from 20 years old and up were numbered. Their function was to assist the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Jehovah, to be in charge of the courtyards, the dining rooms, the purification of every holy thing, and any work needed for the service of the house of the true God. They assisted with the layer bread, the fine flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the griddle cakes, the mixed dough, and all measures of quantity and size. They were to stand morning by morning to thank and praise Jehovah, and likewise in the evening. They assisted whenever the burnt sacrifices were offered to Jehovah on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and during the festival seasons, according to the number required by the rules concerning them, doing so regularly before Jehovah. They also took care of their responsibilities toward the tent of meeting, toward the holy place, and toward their brothers, the sons of Aaron, for the service of the house of Jehovah.